Summertime and the living is easy.
Indeed, it seems we're back to classic Seattle summer weather with mild temperatures and some clouds. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, and with me is our weather expert, Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. Cliff, I had beautiful blue skies on my ride in. Others saw some fog this morning. Is this pretty much what we can expect for the weekend forecast?
Well, it's even going to get better. Right now, we have low clouds along the coast, and some low clouds got into the Strait and into Olympia and southwest Washington. But that's going to burn off today. Today is the worst day of the whole weekend, believe it or not. And temperatures are going to get up to the mid to upper 70s, even near 80 in a few places. So just an absolute wonderful day. But it's going to get even better. We have a weak trough over us right now. That's going to move through. Ridge is going to build up. And so I expect temperatures to warm up as we get into the weekend, you know, certainly into the lower 80s in many places away from the water. So a really nice weekend, lots of sun. And it's actually very good we're going to have some sun because this is the weekend of the Perseid meteor shower.
Oh, so the clouds are not going to get too much in the way of stargazing.
That's right, and especially if you're away from the ocean. Now, there's going to be some low clouds along the Pacific, and that's the danger of being near that ocean. But inland, I think there'll be mainly clear skies at night. And so after midnight, if you look towards the east, northeast, I think you might see, you know, maybe as many as several dozen meteors each hour.
Exciting.
Yeah, it's something to look forward to. Then, you know, Sunday will be nice. Monday should also be pretty decent, but then there'll be a moderate cool down back into the 70s as it gets a little troughy. But then, amazingly enough, later in the week, the ridge really will rev up again, and the temperatures could get even warmer into the mid to upper 80s by the time we get to Wednesday, Thursday. So actually, you know, this is going to be great weather at least until next Friday.
So the message is, though, to enjoy this weekend while you can. And there's a front page article in the Seattle Times today sort of saying this is the beginning of the end. Is that true, Cliff?
Well, you know, I don't know if I agree with all this scaremongering. Summer is not over yet. Now, it is true that the driest, warmest period of the whole year has just passed. In the last week of July, the first week of August tends to be the optimum. And, you know, there's no getting away from that. But August and even September tends to be pretty decent around here. Now, what happens is the chance of precipitation is slowly increasing. But even by the time you get into early September, the chance of rain is about the same as it is in late June, which is a fairly dry period. So, you know, typically the end of July, the probability of precipitation climatologically is only about 10%. Well, that's going to go up to maybe 20, 30% as we get into September. But most days will be dry, and something that's happened during the last several decades is September has gotten better and better. So I wouldn't give up on summer. We may have a few periods of clouds and maybe even maybe even a little rain as a front comes through. But generally, here in Seattle, August is decent. September has been pretty decent. And the change to the rainy pattern generally waits until we get into mid-October, I should say.
So, Cliff, there's been a lot of headlines this week about global warming and whether greenhouse gases produced by humans are linked to that. One big article was about the record temperatures in July. You're quoted in a New York Times story talking about global warming causing more clouds. Tell me more about that.
There's been a lot of stories about heat waves and global warming the last few weeks. And it's all stimulated by the fact the middle of the country has had record-breaking temperatures and drought. And it's been very warm. In fact, the temperatures have been as much as 8 to 10 degrees above normal for some of the last months in the middle part of the country. On the other hand, we've been worse than normal, and so part of the East Coast. And that's because there's two troughs or areas of low pressure where we are. Now, this is sort of a longer wave pattern that's been dominant for the whole summer. In fact, last summer was quite similar. The question is this caused by global warming? And there's absolutely no reason to expect it is so.
You have a big blog post about this, and if folks are really interested in the controversy, you can get into the granular details of the science of it.
Right. I mean, I'm a great believer in global warming. Global warming is a serious threat. I mean, global warming has started to happen, and it's going to get more and more intense as we go into this century. And eventually, it's going to be really profound. But right now, the global warming signal is relatively small. Over the Northern Hemisphere, it's maybe 1 degree Fahrenheit, and around here in the Northwest, it's even less. And so there's been a little bit of warming, but it's not enough to explain these huge anomalies like we've seen in the Midwest. Something else is going on, and that's probably what we call natural variability. The atmosphere can do these kind of things. In fact, the biggest heat waves were back in the 1930s, and that certainly wasn't due to global warming.
Thanks, Cliff. He's a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can find out more at kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe. KPLU News.